I'll tell you what, I wish the clock would stop. I wish today is not Friday. I wish we have another month where we could just be here under the sound of the Word of God and enjoy the study that we've been having. How many of you have enjoyed the study that we had so far? All right, one more day. And we need really to concentrate today, because now we're going to see the finality of that divine project. How great is the Lord Jesus, and how great is His work. He came into this world. He took upon Himself the form of a servant. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. There are verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that speaks about the first Adam and speaks about the last Adam. We're not going to go into detail about that, but you, when we studied chapter 3 of Genesis, have seen what the first Adam have done. And we have seen the effect of sin on the whole universe of God as a result of sin coming in. It corrupted earth. It corrupted heaven. It corrupted mankind. It tainted everything. And the whole creation is groaning because of the impact of sin. You see, sin is very horrible. Sin, as we have heard in the gospel last night, is really a bad thing. It has a great... You know why there is death around? Why there is sickness around? Why there is unhappiness around? It is because of sin. But thanks be to God for the last Adam. There is no Adam after the last Adam. He took in all of this mess to the cross. And there, again, not what man have done for him, but what God, the payment that he had to pay, the payment in those 3 hours of darkness where he atoned for everything. By the grace of God, the verse goes like that. He tasted death, not for every man, but for everything. He accomplished everything. He took care of everything. And Satan thought, well, now I had him. He's dead. He's in the grave. Let me seal the grave. That's the end of him. The greatest power in the universe that we are aware of is the atomic power, right? This is the greatest power. There is no greater explosion than a nuclear explosion. This is the greatest power that man, the child of Adam, could introduce into this world. The greatest power really is death. Who could face death? When Hezekiah, the great king, was told that he's going to die, he starts crying like a little baby. The Lord Jesus comes in and he went into the domain of death and he conquered death and he raised from among the dead. The Lord Jesus is risen. He raised himself up. The Lord Jesus was raised by the glory of the Father, and the Spirit of God raised the Lord Jesus. So just as in the creation of the world, the three divine persons, the three persons in the Godhead were involved, so it is in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. But as he conquered the grave and came out, we saw in Matthew, yesterday in Matthew 27, the fact that the Lord Jesus is risen and his resurrection had an impact on everybody. Now Satan is defeated. What he's going to do? He doesn't like to see that at all. So he's trying to go after man and plant in their head that Christ was not risen. And that's why we looked at 1 Corinthians, and very briefly, we have seen that he told the Corinthians, you're saved. Just the fact that you are saved is a proof that the Lord Jesus died for our sins and rose for our justification. But not only that, the scripture tells us very clearly that he died according to the scripture, that he was buried, and he was risen again according to the scripture. So the scripture proves that the Lord Jesus is risen. And if you still have it out, I have multitude of witnesses to prove the fact of his resurrection. So now, well, that's great. He's risen. He's ascended to heaven. Then what? Then what? Is that the earth and even the believers are still living on this earth? We still get sick. We still die. The earth still brings thorn out. Things are not really perfect. So what's really going on? How is that divine project, as I told you in the very first day, it's a turnkey project. How God is going to bring what he have said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10. Everything in heaven and earth will be headed up to Christ. How is he going to bring that? And that's what we're going to study this morning. The finality of that great divine project, that the Lord Jesus that took that project and managed it will bring it to the purposes of God and hand it over all to God in a perfect way.
The verses that we have in 1 Corinthians begin with this word, behold. Do you know what that is? That is a call to attention. That's what that word means. It means the Spirit of God is saying to you and I, listen, I have something special, something unique that I want to bring before you now. And he says, listen, behold, I show you a mystery. What a wonderful thing. The world doesn't know this. They didn't know. They never saw the Lord Jesus again after he was on Calvary. We, 500 brethren, various ones saw him who belonged to him. The world never saw him again. And then this word of revelation to those Corinthians, you see, Satan had begun to work in many ways. We're going to find in Thessalonians that he told people, well, you missed his coming. You missed it. You're too late. Here is the mystery that gives hope. You and I live in a world where men and women who do not belong to Christ have lost hope. And it's written all over them. We have hope. There, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Now I want to ask you something. Who is the we? Who is the all? Who is this book written to? Does anybody know? Christians. That's exactly right. That's immensely important. This is to the saints which were at Corinth and those that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, you see. This is especially for his chosen company.
Still a mystery?
It's not going to be in a minute, is it?
Well, he says, I show you a mystery. A mystery is something that's not known. But the wording is so clear, isn't it? I show you a mystery. So now he's going to make known what was not known before. Right? So he is going to explain to them exactly how this is all going to take place, which means it's not a mystery that is unknown to us any longer, but it is now something that has been revealed, what he's going to present to us.
So it's not a mysterious thing. Just keep that in mind. Again, in today's terminology, high classified information. Something that was not known before. And now, look what God have done. He's taken us in now, and he's revealing to us what was in his heart, what was in his mind, what was his purpose. And those things that were hidden in the past are now revealed.